The decision of the Tánaiste and the Minister for Trade to include whisky in the list of goods that would not be considered retaliatory tariffs is very welcome news indeed. I know that in Drumshambo, the Shed Distillery continues to prosper, expanding into international markets, but the American market is particularly important. 35% of the total sales manufactured at Drumshambo and into the, it goes into the United States. And we're anxious to see that the government and the EU do not impose retaliatory tariffs on the likes of bourbon, which would have consequences for the whiskey industry, both here and indeed the wine industry and the spirits industry right across Europe. I'm delighted to say that Drumshambo Gunpowder Gin, Drumshambo Whiskey, and the various products are doing extremely well and are having a very positive market share in the United States. And anything to upset that would be detrimental to the Shed Distillery business and indeed to the international markets for Irish brands, particularly in the United States. So we need to ensure that the EU takes heed of what the Tánaiste proposes, and I'm hoping that will be the case. So I know that Pat Rigney and his team have been actively seeking the support of the Irish government, ensuring the EU does not bring forward retaliatory measures against American bourbon. So we hope that we can have a scenario where 35% of the total product produced in Drumshambo goes into the United States and is uninhibited, because we're in an exciting time. There is expands to see further development in Drumshambo, and the further expansion of other drink-related products at the Shed Distillery. And I'm delighted to see that, because otherwise, if there is retaliatory measures on the Irish whiskey and particularly wider spirits that's produced, particularly in Drumshambo, will have implications for the future growth of the Shed Distillery and indeed future implications for jobs expansion, and possibly may lead to job layoffs if tariffs were to take hold on Irish produced spirits.